This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're still struggling with how to deal with somebody accusing somebody else of assault. Who's right, who's wrong, who's lying? And we still struggle with that. But there might have been some headway in this latest case. For those of you baseball fans, you've been watching what's been going on with Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer was suspended by Major League Baseball for 2 years, the longest suspension levied against a player, for violating the league's policy against sexual assault and domestic violence. Bauer is appealing, and he is countersuing the woman who claims that he assaulted her. It's a San Diego woman who's accused him of sexual assault, and there's been this concept of brutalizing. And attorney Fred Thiagaraja argued that the word brutalize is commonly used to describe consensual beatings. He formerly represented the woman. She has filed a countersuit against Bauer for alleged sexual battery. This has been going back and forth. In February, the Los Angeles County District Attorney declined to file criminal charges against Bauer. Thiagaraja said there's no doubt that Mr. Bauer brutalized the woman. Bauer sued for defamation because he claimed the statement was contrary to the conclusions of the district attorney and a judge who previously had denied the woman a restraining order. This has been going on for a while. In Tuesday's filing, the lawyer relied on the judge's explanation for her decision. The judge said the woman was not ambiguous about wanting rough sex in the party's first encounter and wanting rougher sex in the second encounter. Yet the judge also said the woman's injuries, as shown in the photographs, are terrible. But Bauer said the pictures do not reflect what she looked like when she left his house. He said, I never assaulted her in any way. So now there's a video. And there's a video that the woman shot, Lindsay Hill, while she's in bed with the pitcher. And he's sleeping. He's just lying there asleep with his eyes covered. She has no bruises on her like the pictures. And she's smiling. 29 years old. Claimed that he left her battered and bruised, sued for a domestic violence restraining order in June 2021. She said he punched her in the face during sex. She has a split lip. She has scratches, all this stuff. Yet you see her lying there. And again, I mean, the video could be out of context, but she's smiling. She looks, you know, she wants to kind of show the video that she's next to him and she's happy. And the video was shot in the early hours of May 16th, 2021. So, of course, Bauer's team is putting that out there going, look, we need to throw out her claim that she was defamed by the picture, because here she was. He's sleeping comfortably. They're in bed. They're... But what about this idea with the rough sex? And there's a picture of her where she's all bruised up. And we're like, it just doesn't make sense. And it's very frustrating, like as we saw with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. You don't want anybody to feel that they are, you don't want anybody to be assaulted. You don't want anybody to be raped. You don't want anybody to undergo, you know, horrific encounters domestically. But on the flip side, if they're going to draw in bruises, they're going to add makeup, they're going to add, that starts to be sick. Now, again, I don't know if Johnny Depp and Amber Heard really threw punches. I don't know. But it's interesting, when you look at the text messages, I'm not going to go through all of it, but when he submitted the text messages from her, they're basically talking about, you know, rough sex. She said, give me all the pain. Now that I know what it feels like to wake up from it, probably just feel as good to wake up from that. Do it harder. Get a couple slaps in there and another handprint on my... And these are things I don't really want to go into it. But, and I get it. You know, if two people want to have sex, they want to have rough sex and, you know, whatever, that's up to them. Up to them. But then, why is this going to court? Why is there this... Now, it looks like the first judge did not rule in favor of the plaintiff, but I believe Bauer's still suspended. And this, it's really a difficult situation because we have victims or alleged victims who feel like they have to prove the assault. We have victims of the allegation having to prove, but I didn't do it. And the majority of us don't want videos, right? And even with that, you could just say, well, the video was only cut or cropped or it didn't show the whole scenario. But this was the next morning. I mean, lucky for him to, you know, to get a hold of this, where she videotaped the next morning, him sleeping, she's happy. That now that's obviously gonna be a challenge for her with her court case. But I really caution, you know, those of you that are out there that are, you know, thinking, look, you know, I could, you know, make somebody look bad or make some money, or I could say I'm a victim and get that sort of attention. You know, please don't do it if you're not, because it really ruins it for the rest of us. For those of us that are abused, for those of us that are assaulted, at this point now, nobody believes anything. And the first woman who cried rape, who was it, has now messed it up for anybody that's been assaulted, unless there's overt proof. And it's very frustrating. And it completely makes us regress in any progress we've made in terms of preventing sexual assault, in terms of fighting it. But the more and more cases where these individuals, you know, are showing proof that these people are lying, it really starts to diminish, and it actually makes us women more vulnerable because they're like, no one's going to believe you. I can do this now, and everybody's going to think, well, no, you're just doing it for my money. And so it's very frightening. And it's not good. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of us have gas stoves. I remember, and I moved a lot as a kid, but there was one apartment or house I was in where there was electric, where you would turn it on, and then the stove would get really orange. It had like an electric grill part of it. But gas stoves is something we've had for years. But they say it might be time to pass on the gas, as these gas stoves have been linked to asthma in children and adult cancer, being reported by New York Post. They say more than 40 million households in the U.S. have a gas stove. They might want to consider an alternative. New findings have shown that gas stoves, even if turned off, can cause asthma in children and put adults at risk for cancer. That's not good. Dr. Jonathan Levy, an environmental health professor at Boston University, claimed the stoves may pollute the air with nitrogen dioxide, which can cause lung damage. The pollutant is a byproduct of fuel combustion, and it's the same product that's used on major highways. But on the highway, it's open space. At home, it's enclosed. So inhabitants could be at work at risk because of the lack of ventilation. They said even when they're off, the stoves can emit chemicals like methane. Methane can cause rapid heartbeat, trouble breathing, and trouble breathing. Benzene is also emitted. Well, benzene has been a chemical linked to different cancers. Researchers are unsure if the amount of benzene from a stove can be cancer-causing, but experts are worried. According to Dr. Levy, who wrote this in The Conversation, a paper called The Conversation, nitrogen dioxide exposures in homes have been associated with more severe asthma and increased use of rescue inhalers in children. This gas can also affect asthmatic adults, and it contributes to both the development and exacerbation of COPD. In 2020, a report from the Rocky Mountain Institute found that toxins emitted from stoves posed a health risk to the public, according to the co-author Brandy Seals, calling them invisible, odorless pollutants. Yale University researchers discovered in 2013 that every 5 parts per billion increase of nitrogen dioxide is associated with an increase in asthma and similar symptoms in households. The 2013 study said that people with gas stoves were 42% more likely to develop asthma. Whoa. So traffic, especially combustion engines, make the most nitrogen dioxide. But again, it's out in the open. So even though we don't want you to sit around traffic, for those of you that are in traffic and you do have asthma, you know that you don't breathe well from a bunch of the pollutants that are surrounding you. But in the home, things are a lot more condensed, not as ventilated. So methane, benzene, these are things that are concerning. Levy says that 5% of households have methane leaks and aren't even aware. Well, what happens if you are exposed to methane? Well, you got breathing issues, shortness of breath, rapid heart rate, fatigue, other health problems. You might not even know, because again, you think it's off. So some people are thinking, according to Dr. Levy, he goes, in my view, quote, even if you're not driven to reduce your carbon footprint or just seeking ways to cook pasta faster, the opportunity to have cleaner air inside your home may be a strong motivator to make the switch. He urges ditching gas stoves and converting to electric. So they're also saying that gas stoves are contributing to global warming. Why? Because of the methane they produce. So, you know, there's this push to go electric. If this is true, and we are at risk because of the emissions, and I could smell my stove even when it's off, so I believe them. You know, that is an argument to go electric. I'm just a little nervous about how, you know, us going electric and, you know, if I need to cook something and our power grid is stressed, and I don't know. I just think all homes should be able to be hybrid or have that opportunity to, if there is a power outage, you know, switch to something else. But that's what they're suggesting in the New York Post. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you there was an E. coli outbreak that caused about 6 hospitalizations? Well, they figured it out. They think it was linked to ground beef sold by the popular meal kit service HelloFresh, according to the CDC. The public health agency put out a notice saying that there were illnesses that erupted from June 8th to August 17th of this year. Those affected ranged anywhere from 17 years old to 69 years old. No deaths were reported as part of the outbreak, and none have suffered a severe condition often associated with E. coli. In total, 7 illnesses have been detected across Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Washington. The CDC reports that the number of actual illnesses is likely much higher than reported. But some of us might just get diarrhea. You know, it's interesting. I had the other day, it was so weird. Yes, you guys are going to hear about it. I'm just sitting there and I start getting some really, really bad abdominal pain and some cramps. And, you know, I've had multiple surgeries because of the ovary and because of the hernia. And I'm like, okay, well, my bowel is acting up. Maybe it's twisting a little bit, maybe. But then the pain got really, really bad. And I'm like, well, let me go potty because I'll feel better. And then that took a little bit. And I was like, So anyway, I felt bad. I wanted to throw up. I got chills. I felt hot. And I'm like, please don't tell me I got sick. This better not be COVID. This better not be whatever. But it was over. As soon as I was able to pass everything, I felt fine. Just back to normal.
So that's how I think it was food poisoning as opposed to something else. Like COVID, you'll be sick for a few days. You'll have other symptoms with, you know, some serious E. coli. You could be pooping blood. Your kidneys could suffer. There could be a whole bunch of things that can happen. But with this, it was my body didn't like something, so it wanted to dump it, which was good. That's why we call it a dump, right? Yeah, just get it out of there. Many of you will notice that in the beginning, you're kind of constipated almost, and then it's like, it's kind of painful because the body's like, I wasn't ready to pass the bigger stuff. But when you make diarrhea and the diarrhea wants to go out, you're going to cramp, and you're cramping because your body wants to get something a little bit more proximal out if distal stuff is sitting there. So it's like, you know what, you've had enough time in the colon, get out, get out, get out. So you cramp, and you cramp until it comes out. And that's what ends up happening. It's your body going, look, I understand you had a cycle, I understand you have a system, it's just too slow for us. But many of us that go through that, we don't necessarily go on air and talk about it, or we don't tell our work. We're like, something happened the other day, I feel fine. Well, what if that was E. coli? So whenever we do get these reports, we usually get reports when there's some documentation. So when somebody calls into telemedicine and they say, you know, I have diarrhea, I have abdominal pain, I say, go in and get seen. They're like, no, I'll just take some Imodium. Yeah, and then, you know, a few days later, people call in going, yeah, you know, I've been sick for 5-6 days. I go, you need a stool culture. Go in. They're going to give you a container. You can do it at home. You don't have to do it there. But they give you a cup. Then they give you little lab tubes. And there's a scooper in there, so you could scoop it up really easy. You don't even have to touch it. If you want to wear gloves, you can wear gloves, whatever. But it's really simple to do stool samples now. The average person doesn't want to do it. They don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to do the culture. So by the time we get the results, those are people who are probably pretty bad. And also nowadays, everybody's just giving everybody antibiotics. So like, well, if you do have E. coli, here's an antibiotic. I think we do need to know. I think we really need to know, what is it? Is it a salmonella outbreak, a listeria outbreak, an E. coli outbreak? So HelloFresh has rocketed to popularity in recent years because during lockdowns, people could get food delivered. They reported 8.5 million customers for its monthly subscription in quarter one of 2022. Their customer base doubled from 2019 to 2020. And so HelloFresh has been possibly linked to their ground beef products. And I think what they do, I don't think these are ready-made meals. I think they give you the ingredients and the recipes. And then people take those and then they cook them. So according to the HelloFresh representatives, they say the safety and quality of our ingredients is our highest priority. They say the notification by the USDA affects a small portion of HelloFresh customers in the U.S. who received ground beef from one specific supplier. So the USDA issued a health alert, and now they are they're partnering with the supplier in question. So this is the second major multi-state outbreak reported this year. There was an outbreak of the E. coli bacteria linked to lettuce in the West, in the Wendy's fast food chain. Remember people who had this lettuce that was on their hamburgers? So we don't want to mess with E. coli. E. coli can be pretty, pretty bad. And the infection kills about 100 Americans each year. Most people might not realize it, but if you do have abdominal pain, bleeding, body aches, fever, these are things that have got to get checked out. Don't just say, oh, yeah, I got, you know, just a mild case of COVID. Please get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is limiting exports of fentanyl and other chemicals to Russia and Belarus. The Commerce Department announcing the sanctions, citing the potential for them to aid in military aggression. The sanctions include lower-level items that Russia could use for chemical or biological weapons. The Department of Homeland Security is putting up $1 billion for a cyber grant program. The investment will help state, local, and territorial governments across the country to be prepared for cybersecurity issues and address other concerns. On Friday, King Charles III and the Queen Consort Camilla visit the Welsh Parliament in Wales. As the King finishes Queen Elizabeth II's farewell tour, the King delivered a speech in both English and Welsh, displaying gratitude for the people of Wales, sending their condolences. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So during the pandemic, and I was already involved prior to the pandemic, telemedicine exploded. And the concept of you being in your pajamas at home with the baby, sitting there playing, baby in high chair, whatever, you waiting for a doctor, not in a busy waiting room where you could get sick, but in the comfort and protection of your own home, and then the doctor comes on the phone in the middle of the day or at night or late night or whenever you had made the appointment or however long the queue was or the line was something that people really, really loved. Well, Amazon wanted to get into the action, and Amazon created something called Amazon Care. Well, I think it's already closing. Amazon Care acquired One Medical for about $4 billion. But they are going to shut down their primary care delivery business. And it's because customers weren't seeing the value of the product. So Amazon, trying to move into healthcare, they've done it multiple times, struggling. They did acquire the primary care network One Medical for about $4 billion, but the company would have faced duplicative services running both Amazon Care and One Medical, and they had issues difficulty integrating the two. So instead, Amazon is going to buy healthcare services instead of building them in-house. So Amazon Care launched this in 2019 as a pilot program for their employees in Seattle. That's where Amazon is headquartered. Then they decided last year to expand the product, a hybrid of virtual and in-person primary care services without physical locations, to employers nationwide. This, they thought, well, there's rising demand because of COVID. But now they've determined it is not the right long-term solution for our enterprise customers. This is according to Neil Lindsay, Senior Vice President of Amazon Health Services. They wrote in a memo to Amazon Health Services employees. This decision wasn't made lightly and only became clear after many months of careful consideration. Although our enrolled members have loved many aspects of Amazon Care, it is not a complete enough offering for the large enterprise customers we've been targeting and wasn't going to work long-term. So I'm telling you right now, I don't think these companies get paid enough. I think there were some companies that got in at the nick of time. I remember, actually, it's funny, on Facebook, you know how your memories come up? You posted this like 5 years ago, 7 years ago. So about 6 years ago, I posted something of a company that was doing virtual care. And I'm like, how is this going to work? I mean, are they really going to do a good exam? Are you going to miss the heart attacks? Are you going to miss the appendicitis cases? Most doctors are going to have to say, you got to go to the urgent care. We're ER. We can't manage that. And here we are today with a huge, and I don't really have the foresight, which is why, I've never made any big business wins with the stock market, because remember, I thought Walmart, was a funny name for a company, and I told my friend I don't really see that getting big, so don't look to me for stock advice, please. But companies were there early, and then they were able to completely explode during the pandemic because people wanted over the phone medicine. People have wanted that for a while, but here's the trick. You have millions of people that love not having to go to the doctor. The demand is there. The problem is who's providing the care? Okay, well, you need providers. Well, with COVID, a lot of doctors couldn't get their staff to come back to work. They couldn't get PPE. So they couldn't get protective equipment. They couldn't get masks. They couldn't get, so they're like, you know what? All right, we'll just take care of you over the phone. But they started to lose a lot of their patients to these other companies. And people are like, well, if I call my doctor, I still have to pay a copay. But many of these other companies, there's no copay. They'll just bill the insurance. So what ended up happening is doctors are like, well, if I'm losing my patients to these companies, I might as well just get paid. And some of these companies offer some nice packages. Others, they're just very cheap for what they offer. So now they start getting flooded with doctors. In fact, so many that they stopped hiring. They go, we have too many. Because if you have so many doctors and people only get one patient a day, they're not going to clock in. And there's different ways doctors do it. Some doctors work an actual shift. Other doctors, like me, when I have time to see a patient, I go on per diem. I see if somebody's there. If nobody's there, I leave. If somebody's there, I see them. And then if I have to leave or I think somebody's coming into the room and, I'm worried about HIPAA, I'm like, this is the last patient I'm going to take. People are over. Now I'm done. It's like when the family comes home. So it was complicated for a lot of these companies to make sure they had physicians, make sure the physicians were being paid enough, make sure physicians were going to be there. And I had seen that during the pandemic, there were people on, like, waiting around for 7 hours. People waited overnight. So, the patients are starting to get a little frustrated because there's all these patients, there's long waits, there's not enough doctors. The doctors are frustrated because they don't really make a lot. When you do the per diem, you make very, very little per patient. The telemedicine companies were charging, some of them were charging $85 to $130 for a consult over the phone. And patients were nasty, going, I spent all this money and you're telling me to go to the hospital? I go, well, yes, it sounds like you have appendicitis. I can't treat that over the phone. Well, just give me antibiotics. I go, we're not supposed to do that. If you're having a fever, if you're having right lower quadrant pain, we have to assess what you have. Yes, some appendix can be treated with antibiotics, but if you have a ruptured appendix, you need IV antibiotics. You need to go in. They're like, but I paid $100 for this visit. And you're like, you paid that much? So individuals without insurance were paying a crap load. So they're like, well, why am I paying that? I could have at least put that money towards the ER. The reimbursements, I even talked to some telemedicine companies. They're like, insurance isn't paying on every claim. So we're paying the doctor, we're paying the staff, yet we're not getting the money. I go, well, that's what it was like when I ran my office. You did all this work for free. You spent all this money, and you didn't get reimbursed all the time. So I think Amazon is starting to realize that healthcare, people in healthcare really get spanked. And they're probably not making the money. And when individuals are like, wait a second, the doctor's still telling me to go to urgent care or go to the ER or get some blood work, they're upset. And if they are paying for that fee, they're upset. Well, remember, we physicians have to provide the best care and give you the best advice. And if we think you're having a heart attack, or we think your blood sugar's off, or we think you have E. coli, or we think, we have to recommend testing. You know, we doctors can do a lot taking a history and talking to you, but if we can't examine you, yeah, and how many times do people call and say, I have pink eye? I'm like, oh, okay, well, what's going on? Oh, my eye hurts, it just waters. Do you have any blurred vision? Yep, got some blurred vision. I'm like, well, that could be something else. That could be glaucoma. That could be cellulitis of the eye. It's just one eye. It's not both, right? Yeah, just one eye. I go upload a picture, and it's like beet red. There's something else going on with that eye. You need the pressures examined. You need someone to examine it. No, just give me antibiotics. So there are a lot of individuals out there frustrated with what telemedicine can do and what telemedicine cannot do. And for those people paying for it, they're probably giving them feedback going, but the doctor's telling me to go to urgent care. They're telling me to get tested for COVID. They're telling me these at-home COVID tests aren't always picking it up. Well, they're right. I can't tell you how many times people were at work, they were at school, and only to 7 days later test positive for COVID because their at-home test kept saying negative. Well, there's only so much you could do at home. If medicine could be done at home, you wouldn't have needed doctors all this time. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on with Amazon. Amazon, after 3 years, decided to have to shutter it. And in fact, one quote coming from KevinMD.com says they attributed it to too big of a problem. So, yeah, it's not easy. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So one of my favorite series is the Indiana Jones. Growing up with it in the 80s, I loved Indiana Jones. I loved Harrison Ford. He's going to be coming back for his fifth film, and he's 80 years old. This all started back in 1981. When he cracked the whip and we were like, whoa. And then that scene with the angel of death and the Nazis and wow. It was a phenomenal movie. Cast was incredible. And here we are, 41 years later. Yeah. Getting ready for its fifth movie. But Harrison Ford's up there in age. He's 80 years old. So they are going to digitally de-age
Harrison Ford for some of the action, which they're doing a lot. There's been a lot of movies where many of these actors are made to look a little younger. I think it was an Ant-Man. They had Michael Douglas in the movie. And they went back in time in the movie, so Michael Douglas looked the way he did when we remember him from the, you know, the 80s and that. But here he is, an Ant-Man, and he's older. So they're able to do a lot where they make you look younger. Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt, they were able to make him look younger. So they say that the technology has advanced enormously since Raiders of the Lost Ark was released in 81, and Disney now appear to have used motion capture technology, which allows Harrison Ford to be portrayed on screen as a man in his 20s or 30s. So as you know, he plays this archaeologist. He's a little smart alecky. The ladies like him. He's a little bit of a love him and leave him type of kind of guy, except he's a archaeologist. And he has the dots strapped on his face to be able to allow them to use that CGI to make him look younger. There is a stunt double that does some of the horse scenes. Now, remember, he was doing some of his own scenes, and he broke his hip, I think, when jumping into the Millennium Falcon in the Star Wars. Was it the... I don't think it was the Han Solo movie. It was one of the other newer movies that he was in, where he jumped in with Chewie. Maybe it was that. Yeah, I think it was that movie. So he's an older gentleman. He doesn't have the grit that he once had. He doesn't have the flexible athleticism that he might have once had. But the footage was shown at D23. The man on the horse was actually a young Indy, and he was protecting his goddaughter, Helena. And he appeared emotional when he said, "I'm very proud to say that this one is fantastic. Indiana Jones movies are about fantasy and mystery, but they're also about heart. We have a really great story to tell, as well as a movie that'll kick your ass." Well, but, okay? So the trailer is not yet being released online, but the release date is next June. June 30th, 2023. It's supposed to be action-packed, digitally enhanced. Hence, the musical score will be John Williams again, who scored the original soundtrack 40 years ago. The issue, though, that's interesting, and this is what we talked about the other day, is Hollywood is though trying to play catch-up in terms of a more diverse diverse cast, as well as depictions of characters. So the Temple of Doom, even though that was a hit, people were kind of concerned. One, they thought it was too mature for children. Some thought that it was dark. It was violent. Others criticized the film because they found their racist depictions of Indian and Chinese cultures. So they, you know, this movie is probably going to be will probably work towards not having those aspects to it. And but it's amazing. It's amazing to see how Hollywood is trying to make up for things that happened in the past. And you know, we watch these movies and we don't, you know, we think, okay, well, he's in a foreign country and this is happening in the foreign country, it's a similar theme that pervaded most movies. And even, it's interesting, even in the Avengers, I think it was Captain America, they wouldn't use the Nazis. They changed it to a group of individuals that was Nazi-like but had a different name, because they were afraid of stereotyping, or I'm not exactly sure what that was, but Captain America arose from World War II, I thought, and I could be wrong. So then when he's back in World War II, they don't use the Nazis, they use somebody else. So it's interesting to see, you know, what Hollywood's doing, but I love Harrison Ford. I think he did a fantastic job as an actor, and it'll be amazing to see him do this now, 80 years old. But they're going to work on his age in this. Now, somebody could say that then that's discriminatory towards seniors, where you can't have a senior in a movie without making them look younger. So we'll see what happens with that. You know... 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Florida homecoming queen
said her life was ruined when she and her vice principal mom were accused of rigging the election for her to become homecoming queen. I think now she's suing the school. Emily Rose Grover, 19 years old, said she and her mom, Laura Carroll, were falsely arrested in March 2021 for allegedly hacking privileged Tate High School student information to cast hundreds of fake votes in her favor for the 2020 homecoming court election. This was at her school in Pensacola, Florida. Grover pleaded no contest to the charges in exchange for the charges being dropped after she completed a supervised program. Her attorney says this does not prove her guilt. Now she plans to file a lawsuit against the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Escambia County School District over the incident. This also resulted in her college acceptance and full ride to the University of West Florida being rescinded. She filed a notice of intent to Escambia County, Florida, to reclaim her name and prove her innocence. She's trying to get back a semblance of normalcy. So Grover and Carroll and the mom was fired from her assistant principal job at Bellevue Elementary School, were accused of using a school district employee account to cast 246 fake votes. The mother and daughter were also hit with a litany of other charges, offenses against uses of computers, computer systems, computer networks, electronic devices, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit the offenses. The conspiracy charge is a first-degree misdemeanor. The others are third-degree felonies. Prior to the charges being dropped, each was looking at possibly 16 years in jail. Carol was freed on $6,000 bond, her daughter $2,000, all for homecoming. But so I don't know exactly what happened. And other girls thought that she was more of a mean girl in school, popular. But where mean girl is where you're really, really nice to someone's face when you talk about them behind their back. But if they did do this and they had to plead no contest, so I don't know what proof, they had to obviously, it sounds like this was something that did go through the courts. That's why, my son won prom king. He won prom king because of the votes. And he won them over. I love my son, but he's not the typical, he's not like a Garoppolo where everybody voted because he was the best looking guy out there. He did a skit, and the skit was funny. And it prompted a huge win for him, and he became prom king. I'm so proud of him. But if he didn't win it, who cares? No big deal. But for some people, it's something they really, really want, I guess, enough to possibly cheat. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.